Applicant's presentation. The chairman will invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. And also, individuals supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2047. Delmarva Petroleum Service.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for equipment storage and repair for a contracting business located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.972 acres, more or less. The property is located northeast of Clandaniel Pond Road, Road 38, approximately 700 feet north of Fleetown Road, Road 224. The 911 address is 9483 Clandaniel Pond Road, Lincoln. The tax map is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 148. Staff did receive response from DLDOT regarding the service level evaluation. Based on that, a TIS was not required. Staff also received comments from the Utility Planning Department of the Sussex County Engineering Department, stating that this is not in a water district, and it is in a planning area, but I believe they will be utilizing on-site septic. Staff also notes there was a staff analysis that was submitted for the record and submitted to the Planning Commission, and the applicant did submit an exhibit booklet, and that included the application, the tax map, and aerial photos, street view photos, a copy of the DLDOT support facilities report, a site plan, the deed, a certificate of occupancy, and their proposed findings of fact. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Let me begin by identifying myself. I'm Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney with the firm of Morris James Wilson, Halbrook and Byard here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant Delmarva Petroleum Service. And I'd also like to take a moment to welcome Mr. Hudson aboard for some of these gentlemen, what seems like a lifetime appointment. In fact, sometimes the evenings seem like a lifetime appointment, and it may be that way this evening, but congratulations on your appointment. I do have the occasion to represent Delmarva Petroleum Service. I have with me Curtis Walls, sitting to my left, your right, who is the principal owner of Delmarva Petroleum Service. As Ms. Cornwell has pointed out to you, we have submitted to the commission for its review and consideration exhibit books that we ask be made part of the record. And a lot of these comments may be a little more in depth than usual, but since we do have Mr. Hudson on board, we'll give him a feel for how these things work. There is a table of contents that shows gives you an idea where the application for the conditional use is. There is a tax map that will give you an idea what the taxing authorities think it looks like. Tab C is an aerial photo that identifies the site based upon what Google Earth tells us. There is a street view of the site showing the house in front of the proposed business and the businesses behind the white fence that's shown at the rear of the property. You have before you also the DLDOT Support Facilities Report. At tab F is a site plan that shows you the layout of the buildings that Mr. Walls and his company are currently using, a certificate of occupancy, the deed, and some proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval for you to use as a matrix should you favor us with your approval this evening. This parcel is located on Clendaniel Road. It's 4.972 acres. It's located in agricultural residential district, and the proposed use of the property is as an equipment storage and repair facility for an existing business. The site is located in a low density area under the land use plan and is level 4 under the state's strategies map for spending. However, there is no use to the property that would require the state to spend any money. We have given you copies of the deed. There are no new streets to be created. When Mr. Walls gets up, we'll talk about sanitary waste and private on water supply. Excuse me. There are no wetlands or taxes, ditches on site that would be of any concern. And because of the size of the building, the matter was not referred to PLUS for any comments. So with those thoughts in mind, I'm going to invite Mr. Walls to the podium, and let's see what he can do to help the case along. Would you identify yourself, please, for the board?
Curtis Walls, owner of Del Mar Petroleum Service in Lincoln, Delaware.
And you're an owner of the property?
Yes, sir.
And you're also an owner of the business that's located on that property.
That's correct.
And can you do me a quick favor here and give me an overview of what this site looks like and what it's all about?
Well, if you look at F, the home out in front, is actually part of the whole property. My son lives there. In the back, we have the block building and pole shed. That's what we use for equipment storage, parts storage. To the right is the proposed parking, concrete pad where our trash dumpsters are located. And then we have Leland Cypress down the sides.
And there is a white vinyl fence in front also?
That's correct.
Between the house and the business.
And the rear building.
Okay. Do me a favor. Tell me what the neighborhood's like.
To the right of the property is all farmland, home in the rear and to the north side.
And how far away is the home from the business that you have there?
Probably from the back property line, 100 feet to the home.
And to either side, is there a home?
150 feet to the south side, 150 feet to the north side.
And have you talked to your neighbors about this application?
No.
Okay. And at any time that you've been in business, have either any of your neighbors ever complained about any of the activities on site?
No. We were there 5 years this past February. Nobody's ever complained.
Describe the use of each building for me, will you please?
Block building, equipment storage, parts storage, pole shed is equipment storage.
Do you maintain a small office on site?
No, not right now. Just there's a small corner office in the block building, but it's just for the time cards area. That's all that is.
Are these buildings used in any way to display goods for sale or to bring clients or customers in to see what you have for sale?
No, our customers don't come on site. All of our work is done out on the road.
Tell me what your day-to-day operations are like.
We start at 7. They usually report 7 o'clock, load their equipment they need, and leave by 7:30. They're back in the yards anywhere from 4 to 5:30, depending on where we work on the Eastern Shore.
You know, you and I know what you do for a living, but I bet these fellas don't. So let me tell them what Delmarva Petroleum Service does.
Well, we take care of any petroleum equipment for retail, private industry, bulk plants. We also install irrigation pipe underground for Walls Irrigation in Milford.
And when you say petroleum service, we're talking about gas station pumps and that type, right?
Yeah, but we also do home heating tanks, anything like that.
Do your employees come to this site to get their instructions about where they're going to go today, or do they report right to the job site?
No, I have 4 employees report on site every morning. 3 other employees that work in Virginia or Maryland.
And they gather up what they need and go off to their jobs.
That's correct.
How many of these employees do you, or excuse me, how many trips a day do you think the employees generate for your business?
Well, once they leave in the morning, they don't normally return until it's quitting time.
And as far as deliveries are concerned, do you have deliveries at this site for your materials?
Probably 3 UPS deliveries a week, maybe 1 freight truck.
Now, you're on a public highway. Is there any traffic issues that are created for you by the public highway?
Not at all.
Do you feel that you create any traffic issues for the public that are out on that highway?
Well, I don't believe so. We've never had any issues with traffic.
In your opinion, do you believe that the use is compatible with the neighboring properties?
Well, like I said, there's a maintenance shop, mechanic shop down the road, probably 1/2 mile. He's been there for years. And like I said, we've been there 5 years this past February and have no complaints.
You know, Mr. Walls, if you've been here 5 years and you're just now getting a conditional use permit, explain how that happened.
Well, when I bought the property, there was a business there. And I was talking to some customers of mine, and something came up about zoning, and I thought, well, maybe I ought to check on this. And I did, and I said, well, maybe we better try to get in compliance. So that's why we're here.
So you thought you were already zoned when the existing
business... Well, I never really thought about it. The business was there.
Okay.
So
you're not the first one.
But like I said, when I found out we weren't, I said, well, we need to do something here. So that's why we're here.
Do you have any wastewater treatment on site?
Yes, on site, yes.
And is it adequate for you and the business that you can have there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've replaced it since we bought the property probably 2 years ago. Midway Services put a new system in for us.
And do you have any water supply on site?
I have 4-inch submerged well, yes.
Okay. Last thing I'm going to ask you about is security lighting. Do you have any security lighting around your buildings?
Yeah, we have actually 4 lights on the pole shed and the block building, and then there's 1 security light on a pole out by the house.
And are these focused downwards so as not to affect your neighbors?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Walls. You take a seat for a second. I got a couple more things to say, and we'll see what happens. Gentlemen, you've heard what Mr. Walls has described about the business of Delmarva Petroleum Service, how it got there, how we got here this evening 5 years later. And you've heard him describe the business that he conducts there. You also have presented to you tonight the staff analysis of the this particular application, and the staff has no objection to the issuance of the conditional use. As I said earlier, we have a proposed findings of fact and a conditions of approval. Should you favor us with your awarding the conditional or recommending the conditional use tonight? Mr. Walls and I are available to answer any questions that you may have about the project or the application.
All right, sir. We thank you for your presentation. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. Well, thank you for answering the question on why you were here. I did have that question.
I didn't think I could sneak that by.
The application mentions repair business. Is that maintenance on the trucks?
Yes, sir. We do our own maintenance, like oil changes, light bulb replacements, but anything major goes to Coastal Towing in Lewis. They do our maintenance repair.
But you have a way to get rid of the oil, and you got all that handled, right?
Yes, sir.
So there's no petroleum.
Oh, no, no. We have no petroleum on site. No, sir. We don't deal with the petroleum. We just deal with the repair of the equipment and sales.
You don't store gas on site either.
No.
So there's no, even though it's a petroleum business,
right, that's
no
right.
Petroleum.
No petroleum. We get a lot of calls for that, Mr. Burton. People want to buy oil. We do not sell oil.
Okay. Your hours of operation on the finding of facts, it's a little different than in the proposals. One's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the other one's closed Sunday. And
Your hours? Well, we're on call. Like if you had a station and you had a major problem on the weekend, you know, my guys or myself, we come to the shop, get what equipment we need, and go take care of it. But we do not work on site on weekends. It's just the guys might have to come get a truck or whatever to go.
So you're Monday through Friday?
Yes,
sir. And then on call Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's correct.
I guess the whole site is part of the conditional use, or just from the white fence back?
It's actually the whole site, but because the conditional use is a preliminary site plan, we would be looking at the approval to be limited to the area behind the the white fence, and I believe tab C is the, F.
F is the survey.
Is the survey that would show where the fencing is, starting with the vinyl fence and to the rear.
So the CU that you're requesting is from the white fence back?
Really, yes.
Yes, sir, that's all we need.
The house is not part of the business?
No, sir.
My son just lives there, but it's not part of the business. We don't have an office in there or anything like that.
Okay, and the buffer is going to stay the way it is? Nothing changes from the...
That's correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Ross?
Just a couple quick questions, and I don't know... Mr. Robertson, I mean, do they need to have a formal access agreement to use the driveway to get to the conditional use, or is that, I mean, it's common ownership, but there's really no easement or anything from the road to the...
It seems like, I mean, if the conditional use is going to use the road, that should be part of the conditional use. Is that sort of what your question is?
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that, you know, so that it's, what we're discussing here, Mr. Schrader understands, is that if we go from the white fence back,
okay,
then, and you're going to use the driveway going next to the house, which is what you've been using,
right?
That driveway probably needs to be included as part of the conditional use, so that, you know, then if anybody had questions, your truck's going across the home residential property, it's covered,
right?
So maybe we just need to adjust that. I noticed that you have a concrete pad for a trash bin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, we require those to be screened from view. But gentlemen and Ms. Cornwell, I'm not sure. I've been by this site, and the tree line is so significant, and the concrete pad for the dumpster is so far from the road. I really don't see a point in having that unless it's in code.
It's not in code.
It's not.
So we'll just leave that off. And that's all my questions, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. So we thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
All right, then. Let's see. Who's left? Mr. Vandeweghe? Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Council?
Just two. One, maybe two, anyway. One was, you mentioned sales at some point, I think.
Correct.
What type of sales do you do?
Well,
it wasn't really listed.
Petroleum companies call us, and... We don't sell anything on site, petroleum equipment sales and service, that's what we do.
So it's not a retail sales facility on that site?
No,
okay, that's what I just wanted to make sure.
Everything we do is off-site.
Okay. And then,
telephone.
Mr. Schrader, maybe you said this.
The internet.
Yeah, right, and I just missed it. How long has that use been there? In other words, does it predate zoning? Do we know? I mean, I'm just trying to get a feel for that.
I don't think we know about the use that was the predecessor use before Mr. Walls bought the property. Do you have any idea how long it was there?
The business?
Not your business, but the one before you.
When I bought this, he had put that block building up in 05.
Okay.
So he had bought it sometime prior to that, and actually, Granite Place, the fellow that is out on Route 1 out, Lynch's Heights, that Granite Company was there. That's who I bought it from, Wilbur.
Okay.
According to the deed, Mr. Robertson, the predecessor owner bought the property in 03.
Okay.
And there is a certificate of occupancy.
No, I put that up.
Okay. That's yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to know, just to get some feel for how long it's been there. That's it. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, let's see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2047? Anyone on the commission have any questions? No additional questions. All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is